Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Billy Rose, Gus Arnheim, Charles Kuralt, and Arthur Freed, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, September 6th, marked the birth in 1899 on New York's Lower East Side of William Samuel Rosenberg. You may know him better as lyricist, producer, and nightclub and theater owner Billy Rose. In high school, he was a track star and studied shorthand under the inventor of the Gregg system. He became the world champion at shorthand, able to write over 200 words a minute, forwards and backwards, with each hand, and during World War I, he worked for the War Industries Board. Lured by the potential for large royalties, in the early 20s he determined to become a songwriter and got a job as a lyricist with music publisher Leo Feist. His first song, the 1922 novelty You Tell Her I Stutter, with music by Cliff Friend, became a hit for Jones and Hare. Other collaborators included Ray Henderson, Fred Fisher, Con Conrad, Dave Dreyer, Vincent Eumanns, Harold Arlen, and Harry Warren. Beginning in 1924, he opened a series of nightclubs, including Billy Rose's Music Hall, which hired Benny Goodman's first band for a few months. In the 30s, he produced spectacular outdoor events, including the 1939 New York World's Fair Aquacade. In the late 40s, he had a nightly radio show called Comments and wrote a syndicated newspaper column. He left show business in the 50s to play the stock market. He died on February 10, 1966, in the West Indies. Here are three from the pen of Billy Rose.
Thank you. Now in a flat near me lives a he and she, and I always hear them quarrel. And it seems each night at 8 he says, "Honey, I have a date." And now she is rebelling, because last night I heard her yelling, "When you step out late at night, you think I'm sleeping tight? Don't be a fool, you fool. And when you're kissing Tootsie's nose, you think I'm washing clothes? Don't be a fool, you fool. And when you cheat, and while you're cheating on me, did you ever stop to think what our little canary could see? When you're playing Romeo, you think I'm playing tic-tac-toe? Don't be a fool, you fool." Now Tuesday night about, she was stepping out, and she met a certain party. He was dressed to kill, and he handed me a thrill. He's some Charleston dancer. Well, you can guess the answer. You must think that I'm a dub. When you say you're at the club, don't be a fool, you fool. I can tell you weren't there, 'cause on your coat I found a hair. I'm not a fool, you fool. You're gonna lie and lie and tell me, of course, how that hair came off of a great big horse. But don't pull that on me, you pup. That big horse just called you up. Don't be a fool, you fool. Now when you came home last night on a crutch, I could tell you got in Dutch. Don't be a fool, you fool. Your face all cut, your nose all bent, you said, "Dear, it was an accident." Don't be a fool, you fool. When you came home last night, you were knocked for a loop, and what did you say? You said, "Honey, I fell off of a stoop." But someone knocked at someone's door, you jumped from the 19th floor. I know, don't be a fool, you fool.
Thank you. behind me. Oh, it's constantly before me. Oh, perhaps you'll be beside me. Someday, someday,
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm and the Edgar Leslie, Billy Rose, George W. Meyer collaboration, The Girl I Left Behind Me, from August 2, 1935. Before that, it was Whispering Jack Smith, May 2, 1926, and Don't Be a Fool, You Fool, from the trio of Billy Rose, Mort Dixon, and Con Conrad. We began the show with Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra and Overnight, recorded February 17, 1931. Val Rosing sang the Billy Rose Charlotte Kent lyric, and Louis Alter composed the music. Lyricist Billy Rose, born September 6, 1899. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 11th, marked the birth in 1897 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Gus Arnheim. He got his start with a group he co-led with Abe Lyman called the Syncopated Five and was pianist in Abe Lyman's band at the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles. Arnheim formed his own band in 1927 and had a long run at the Coconut Grove himself. In 1929, the band toured the U.S. and Europe, including appearances at London's Savoy Hotel and the Ambassador Club in Paris. The band received nationwide exposure in late 1931 on the Lucky Strike radio show. Russ Colombo was in the band as violinist from 1929 to 31, and in 1931, Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Boys, from Paul Whiteman's orchestra, sang and recorded with Arnheim. Others associated with Gus Arnheim's band include Stan Kenton, Jimmy Greer, Charlie Spivak, Woody Herman, Irving Fazola, Fred McMurray, who played sax, and future game show host Art Fleming, who played drums. Gus Arnheim died in Los Angeles on January 19, 1955. Here's Gus Arnheim. Thank you.
waters in May, sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes, and she loved me, who could want a sweeter surprise? When she nestled in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is haunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
Gus Arnheim and his orchestra recording in Chicago in 1932, and It Might Have Been You. It Might Have Been You was written by Sam Coslow in 1920 and was his first hit song. The vocalist there was Mary Bell, Mary spelled M-E-R-I. She was the former Mary C. Balsley and was married to broadcast announcer Del Sharbat. You may not recognize his name, but you may well have heard his voice in the 70s or before. He was an announcer for CBS and later a newscaster on the Mutual Radio Network. His was also the original voice of the line, "Mmm, good," in Campbell's soup commercials. Now just try and name another radio show where you're going to get that kind of vital information. Before Mary Bell, we heard Donald Novus with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra and Sweet and Lovely, which was composed by Gus Arnheim. That was recorded by Victor on July 19, 1931. We began our tribute with Gus Arnheim and his Ambassador Hotel Orchestra with Russ Colombo vocalizing on Back in Your Own Backyard, recorded in Los Angeles on April 14, 1928. You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL Avalon, a broadcast service of the Catalina Island Performing Arts Foundation.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, September 10th, marked the birth in 1934 in Wilmington, North Carolina, of Charles Kuralt. He joined CBS News in 1957 and was soon an on-air correspondent covering the 1960 presidential campaign. After four tours covering the Vietnam War in 1967, he began his series On the Road, producing more than 500 segments and logging more than 1 million miles before taking over as anchor of the CBS News magazine show Sunday Morning. He wrote 7 books, won 3 Peabody Awards, and 11 Emmys. Charles Kuralt died on July 4, 1997. I enjoyed watching both Sunday Morning and On the Road, so here's a set of rapidly rotating records about roads, beginning with Peter Dawson.
Through the woods and forest glades, gypsies love to ramble. Tread the grass as dewy blades, bend the twig and ramble. Free to roam the lanes and byways, bridle paths and lavish highways, journeying the roads and highways till the twilight fades. My garden the gorse, my carpet the flowers, I travel the road, who cares? My candle the moon, my pillow the leaves, my slumber the night all shares. The lark in the sky to call me at dawn, the scent of the breeze to me good morn. A gypsy am I, a wandering by, I travel the road, who cares? Autumn spreads her perfume rare, russet leaves are falling, larks and linnets in the air, to the air are calling. To her bed the moon is wending, day to Gypsy Funky sending. Skies are blue for that unending journey. Who knows where? My garden the gorse, my carpet the flowers, I travel the road. Who cares? My candle the moon, my pillow the leaves, my slumber the night all shares. The lark in the sky to call me at dawn, the scent of the breeze to bid me good morn. A gypsy am I, a wandering by, I travel the road.
Congregation, please be seated, and the first let us take the front row, and the old timers away back, and sit down. Look way, way up, brothers and sisters, and seek your maker before Gabriel blows his horn. Brothers and sisters who are listening to me over the radio here this evening, if you can come to our little meeting, send in your contribution. Bless you, sister. Hallelujah. Lord, the congregation, please rise and sing the last stanza all together. Now come to a discontinuation. I'll be on the front door going out.
Got no money, got no shack. All this worry is bending my back. But I gotta keep going, can't turn back. Gotta keep toting this load. I'm just stumbling through the dark. Hear me mumbling as I walk. Heaven help me, you're my prayer. Show me the end of this road. Nobody knows what a load I'm bearing. Nobody cares if it's rags I'm wearing. Nobody says, brother, let me share your troubles.
traveling on a dusty road, trotting along though I sweat and swelter, singing a song till I reach the delta. Out in a storm, not a place to sleep or shelter, on a dusty road. Swamps to the right of me, swamps to the left of me, blue skies I never see. Though the road looks black, I'll never turn back. Straight ahead lies my destiny. I'll find my way though the dust is blinding. I'll paint the clouds with a silver lining. I'll find a land where the sun is always shining. At the end of the dusty road.
With Nat Shulkret directing the orchestra, that was Nelson Eddy and The Dusty Road, written by Leon Rene and Otis Rene. That's from the 1939 film Let Freedom Ring, the working title of which was The Dusty Road. Before Nelson Eddy, we heard Ted Lewis and his band with the vocal by Ted Lewis and the Four Dusty Travelers and The Lonesome Road, recorded January 10, 1930. The Lonesome Road was written by Nat Shulkret and Gene Austin, and was in the 1929 Universal Picture Showboat. We began this On the Road segment with I Travel the Road, sung there by the Australian bass baritone Peter Dawson, backed by Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Orchestra. That was recorded in London in April of 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Last week, September 9th, marked the birth in 1894 of songwriter and producer Arthur Freed. He was born in Charleston, South Carolina, but grew up in Seattle, Washington. His career began writing for Gus Edwards' acts and other vaudeville performers, and he performed in vaudeville himself with Louis Silvers, with whom he would later collaborate on material for New York Cafe reviews. In 1928, he was hired by MGM to write songs for the studio's new musical department, where he was responsible for most of the top tunes in MGM's early talkies, including Broadway Melody, My Lucky Star, Wedding of the Painted Doll, and Singin' in the Rain. He collaborated primarily with Nacio Herb Brown, but other collaborators included Gus Arnheim, Al Hoffman, Harry Warren, and Burton Lane. In 1939, he was appointed associate producer of MGM's The Wizard of Oz, and he went on to produce other musicals such as Good News, Meet Me in St. Louis, Easter Parade, and For Me and My Gal. He produced a number of Academy Awards specials, and from 1963 to 66, Freed was president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Here are three from the pen of Arthur Freed. ¶¶
skies, look at the flame skies, here comes the sun. Turn your back on the night, morning's cheerful and bright, not a shadow in your way, this day is your day. Wake with the singing birds, shout out those lucky words, here comes the sun. Lovers are hand in hand, this is the promised land, daydreams are spun. Laugh, your sorrow is over,
thank you. and when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me free. For I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
We began our tribute to Arthur Freed with Burt Lown and his Biltmore Hotel Orchestra, and Here Comes the Sun. The vocal on that September 25, 1930 recording was by the Biltmore Rhythm Boys, reed men Elmer Feldkamp and Paul Mason, and guitarist Tommy Faleen. Next, from the trio of Al Goodhart, Al Hoffman, and Arthur Freed, it was Fit as a Fiddle, played by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, and sung by Frank Zullo and quartet. That was recorded October 25, 1932. We finished up with the standard You Were Meant for Me, composed by Naceo Herb Brown. The Arthur Freed lyric was sung there by Scrappy Lambert with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra on February 15, 1929. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the Varsity Eight.
Thank you. home, though it sends his soul deep down south. Each memory romantically calls me back where there used to be tranquility, no trouble or care. I want to eat, and that is sweet, corn pone that melts in your mouth. So I repeat, Lord, guide my feet. That certain something in her style. She's got a bit of heaven in her smile. She promised me that she'd say yes, siree. That's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Varsity 8, a contingent of the California Ramblers, recording on the Cameo label and A New Kind of Man, from September 10, 1924. Next, from September 8, 1930, it was Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra with Wes Vaughn providing the vocal on Deep Down South. Monty Collins wrote the lyric and George Green composed the music. We finished up with Isham Jones and his orchestra, September 10, 1930, and Sweet Jenny Lee, written by Walter Donaldson. The vocalist could have been Van Fleming, Art Jarrett, or Eddie Stone. Now, there are those out there who could tell you which just by listening, but unfortunately, I'm not among them. Thanks for spending this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, you can send requests for a particular artist or song, suggestions for a topic, or comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Today is the fourth anniversary of September 11th, and so I'm going to thank you for your very kind attention and close with a record from 1916. Here's Clarence Whitehill.
And real.